This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Yeah.
At the club, Club 1080.
AIDS helps put me in control.
He may not want to do them, but...
What?
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock. Never comes out when you want it. Certainly if you jerk it.
So simple, it's just my work.
I would like to know things.
Hey, beautiful hair.
This could be really cool. Let's not make it not cool, okay?
Sucker. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's the best part of that drop. This could be really cool. Let's not make it not cool. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hi, guys.
An Odyssey station.
Yeah, we're Odyssey now.
We are. Not that anyone cares, but we are.
I'm surprised how few people care about that.
Why would anyone care?
What are you talking about?
Why would any of our listeners
big news.
Care that we are no longer owned by Entercom, but we're owned by Odyssey, which is just Entercom?
I'm out there telling everybody that we're now Odyssey, and they're all looking at me like, who cares?
Exactly.
Well, I'm like, what?
I had this conversation. The boss today was asking me about
what?
That. What? I was like, oh. I'm sure it matters to corporate or like corporations and, you know, and to the higher-ups, but you and I?
Oh, the higher-ups are fired up. They're probably... high-fiving at happy hour right now about it.
Now my Odyssey headphones are on their way. We got that. We were able to pick something from the gift suite, and then you had the option to buy other Odyssey gear. You got your Odyssey like mug.
Now I won't reveal who this is, but I thoroughly enjoyed. There was a work internal 1080 the Fan staff email chain.
Yes.
About. The big news that may or may not be big news, but it's big for the company, you know.
Yes. Very important. Branding
and
is a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. And they were asking us, you know, how did it go? What was the feedback? Oh my God. Did one 1080 the Fan employee who shall remain nameless, who you guys know, eviscerate. And I mean eviscerate the rollout. And I for one, was inspired by it. I was like, oh my God.
Ew.
Do not hold back, sir. And they did not.
No, they did not.
So.
I believe.
I'll protect their identity.
I believe all those things are monitored, so I was very, very positive.
You wuss. I appreciated the honesty.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. No, that's like when your wife asks you if she's gained a few. Yeah, you don't say yes. That's a must-lie situation. Are you satisfied? Yes, yes, I am.
We are now Odyssey, AUDACY.
I'm sure so many
of you... We'll take you on an audio journey.
Yes, we do. Every single damn day.
I have been perusing studyfinds.org, and I have found some useful content.
I do like your studies.
We have how long singles have gone without doing it during COVID.
Ooh.
Because that's an interesting one. I, you know, being married, I've gone a long time without doing it. But what are the singles?
That's become old hat for you.
Yeah.
Well, Mike was single. Let's ask Mike how long he went without doing it. Michael?
It would have been...
Don't answer that.
End of January until October.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mike, very forthcoming with his...
Yeah, I didn't expect an
sexual
answer,
exploits.
You know,
I guess that's true. COVID
like, was happening.
Nobody wanted to hump.
And I got the divorce right before COVID happened. So it was basically the entire early period of COVID.
I think people were humping during COVID.
No hate F's with the wife?
Oh, dear God, no.
No? You always hear about those.
I didn't want to look at her, so.
Yeah. Well, you don't.
Well, exactly. That's the whole point.
Hello.
Hello.
Hence the hate part. Or grudge, if you'd prefer.
Yeah.
I think people were still humping, man.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Although the baby thing didn't happen the way everyone thought it would.
It was not a baby boom.
So maybe people weren't humping.
Also, how many hours does the average American sleep at night?
I just don't think people, by the way, are having as many kids. What did someone say? I saw this the other day. Said that plants are the new animals, like the new cats and dogs. Cats and dogs are the new kids, and kids are the new. What did they say with kids? Kids are like the new. Like
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Kids were like the new boats or vacation homes, only available for the rich and the elite.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually fairly profound.
I read it and I was kind of like, you know what? There's
who said that?
There's I saw it. I believe it's on internet.
I'm with him on the plant thing. Man.
Someone posted that, and I was like, you know what? There's a lot of truth to that.
I take great pride in my plants, and they're very important to me.
Do you?
We got brand new plants today.
I kill them.
And I can't wait to go home and...
I prefer the plastic plants, because then I don't have to worry about not killing them. But
water
I
was, them.
We were over at a friend's house the other day, and she's a high-end plant gal.
What do you mean high-end?
Well, like, you walk
like
in...
Like exotic plants?
Expensive plants. There was this little, she's kind of bougie, but she's got these.
Who is this?
Friend, it's my special lady friend's friend.
Okay.
Like one of her very best friends. So we went over there, we took the new dog over there, she wanted to meet him. And it's a pretty swanky, like, townhome sort of thing. She's a single gal, makes good
money.
That's
all the rage.
Yeah, it's all the rage. Very, very Portland. And in the house, there's all these kinds of plants, and there was one that had a humidifier like blowing on it the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, what's that? And she's like, well, that's for the plant. It needs it. And I was like, you have an in-? And it was just this little tiny thing. It wasn't like this big plant. And I was like, wow, that's kind of seems like a lot just to deal with the plant. She goes, well, you would, you know, if you knew how much it costs. And then at that point, you have to know how much it costs.
$500. God.
Exactly. I guess there's a whole high-end plant thing because it was purple.
Well, but is it, like, hard to find?
And yeah, it's not natural.
You have to fly it in from Bangladesh or
something? Maybe it was pink. I don't know. There was, like, the color. I don't know. She apparently is into high-end plants. It's a thing. During COVID, a bunch of people now are into high-end plants. I don't...
Well, again, plants.
Yeah, the new animals.
The new animals.
I spent a bunch of money on a dog, and people probably think I'm an idiot because I, you know, dogs are expensive, too.
Well, I do think you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like your street mutt probably was like $4.
Oh, she was free.
Yeah.
My dog
was not free. Unfortunately, I had to write another big check for him.
Somebody said kids are the new exotic pets.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. The
so
new
we can
exotic
put them
pets.
In,
only the rich and the elite can have them.
And we can put them in. Really? Exotic pets?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of rich elite as, with exotic. I think of like snake guy.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like a tiger or something, right? Oh. That's, you know, only the you have to have like special, you know, have a special, you know,
so we can lock our kids into containers with lights and throw food in there, and that's good enough?
Well, I think there's a lot of kids. Look, we know that we're becoming less religious and we're having less kids.
Aha.
I know for a fact that two of my three kids, I don't know what the son's plans are, but my two daughters want nothing to do with children, and they're like, everyone's like, oh, you'll come around to it. I'm like, you don't know my kids.
My kid wants to have a kid.
Yeah,
or two.
There are a lot of young people that are just like, why would I have a kid when it's so expensive, and that, you know, I can travel the world, and just, I think this generation coming up is not gonna be the baby boomers.
You can have kids and travel the world.
It's a lot harder.
That it is. So we have a new new potential holiday for you guys here in the U.S. You guys ready for another paid holiday?
Damn right I am.
Ready for that?
We're probably gonna have to work it, but still.
It would be June 19th. I don't think we would have to work that.
June 19th. Yeah, there's nothing going on. That's the dog days of summer.
The boss would let us commemorate.
June 19th. What are we, celebrating?
This is a proposal in Congress that would designate June 19th as a national holiday to commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States.
I'm all for it. To be honest with you, you could have said just about anything there, and I...
Right.
That's
going to
be fun.
Well, we're going to be celebrating exotic pets' arrival on cargo ships.
Sure.
On June 19th, and we will all take the day off and think long and hard about our monkeys.
This person said that there's plant influencers on Instagram.
And snakes.
It's bananas.
Plant
influencers.
Yeah, totally. Look, I get that. If I were on Instagram, I'd be down with that. Because I love plants, and I love the look of plants, and I love what plants can do to a room, and I love to keep plants alive and water them and nurture them, and I think plants are cool, and I have a little bit of a green thumb, and I think it would be cool to see, I think it's always cool to see how other people do their plants, what plants they have, where they put them.
Are you going
to
be a plant influencer?
Maybe.
Is this what gets you back on social media?
We're in this new house now.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we got some pretty kick-ass plants going right now.
Really? I think
inside.
I think the people need to know.
Yeah, well. And then outside, we got some new ones today, too. Mm. So the plant game is pretty on point at our house right now.
Yeah. I have one. I have one plant, and it's not doing very well. I have a bonsai tree that someone gave me, and quite frankly, I don't think I'm doing enough to... it's struggling. Struggling right now.
Well, for years, Juneteenth has been celebrated.
Yeah.
But
you know, can I admit something? I've only hearing about that like the last like 2 years.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
Yes. Yeah. That's like
it takes time.
It just recently came up to where I feel like that has become a thing that is widely talked about.
Takes time to get around.
Yes.
Now, Jim Clyburn, who is from South Carolina, said not everyone sees Juneteenth as the moment of emancipation. And he believes that other days should be considered.
Who cares? Christmas, Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. And whether you believe it or not, you still take that day off. So let's just pick a day and roll with it.
He says January 1, 1863 is significant to him. That's the day Rufus Saxton gathered a diverse crowd at the site of a former plantation in South Carolina for one of the earliest readings of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay.
But January 1, we can't do that.
No.
Come on, Jim.
Well, here's the thing. Does it really matter what... Can't we just pick a day?
Right. Why does it have to be...
Because the July 4th isn't technically Independence Day, right? Wasn't it signed like July 2nd?
Yeah.
Again, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. We picked that because it lined up with some pagan holiday, the winter solstice.
Well, they're saying that anybody who supports this will have to agree on a day, and then the bill will be written. And, of course... stunningly, it will be opposed by, you know.
Is someone really going to oppose that as a...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's already... You've got to be kidding.
Really? Surprises you?
A little bit. Like, you don't...
Come on.
That seems like something that would universally be viewed as a good thing.
You would think, right?
One would think.
You know, our world has kind of been turned upside down over the last
freeing of
4 years.
And even if you're against it, it's another day off. It's a federal holiday. That's good for everybody, right? And it's in the middle of summertime. We can all go off and, you know, do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for more national holidays.
Yes.
That feels important.
Did I say throw?
I'd vote for it.
Let's get three or four of those in there while we're at it. Throw something here in March while we're there. Could use something. I could use something like maybe early October, you know. Throw that in there. Halloween's not a federal holiday. Throw something in there before Thanksgiving. Kind of lead it into the holiday season. Because the holiday season like officially starts in October anyways when people start selling Thanksgiving crap. So let's just make something up. You know, we'll celebrate something, throw it in October. Moving on into there. Kind of bump Halloween out of the way.
Somebody said grow a weed plant and we'll care.
No, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't think they look cool enough.
Can we...
They smell.
Like, you can grow... it's like a certain amount, but right. Can't we all grow weed in Oregon, Washington?
You can. You can have plants. Yeah. You can grow. Do your thing.
It's really cheap, though, so I'm going to choose not to. To be honest with you, like, growing weed seems like making your own flower.
Right. Like, why?
It's not hard.
You just go buy it.
I just go buy it. Like, when I was in the church, everyone was always, like, they were always trying to do, like, you like, went down to, like, the cannery and, like, you got canned, like, you canned peaches or... You know, you got like a bag of flour or whatever, and I'm like, you realize like a can of peaches at the store is 99 cents. So how about I spare my day of going to make freaking peaches and I just go buy them and then like, here, take them.
Yeah, with it legal now, it does seem like that's kind of a waste. Like, what are you going to make better weed than or grow better weed than the store has?
I go down to my weed store and then you can get a Roly for a buck. Because, you know, it's like, come on.
I have a dumb question about weed.
Yeah.
Is it, is smoking weed, the act of smoking weed going down? Like, people are just eating their edibles now?
A lot of pens.
A lot of pens. But that's still smoking, technically.
Yeah, but it's not. I think less
and
less.
But the old bong rip thing, like, that's.
I think less and less people are rolling joints.
Yeah.
And packing bowls.
What about blunts, yo?
Well, that's the same thing, but.
Wait, I thought blunts were cigars.
Well, they're just different sizes.
Just different sizes.
And different paper.
I think more and more.
Yeah, see, they're different.
I think more and more people are getting into the pens because they're just so very convenient.
I mean, I still think plenty of people are smoking and using the old-fashioned things.
But like,
there's
just
more options now.
Not that I would know, but if you're out on the golf course, no one's packing a big fatty bowl and then taking it out on the course.
Yeah.
But you can keep your pen in your bag, and then when you're on hole number four, you take it out.
Well,
and,
it used to be you'd have to have the little oney. In your bag.
Yes. Taking a one hitter at a Rusted Root concert. Yeah, vapes and edibles, I think, are.
So what percentage of that?
That I don't know.
I'd like to know that.
Again, not that I would know, but if I were in my personal life, it would be the vast majority would be vapes and edibles.
Can you smoke edibles? That's what I'd do. Light them up.
And again, not that I would know, but never take four. Just,
yeah, no. I feel like the edible thing is hard to gauge, right? People are having a hard time figuring out the dosage. Yeah. Why can't they get that right?
Well, you can. It's just that
up to every person.
It's everybody.
You don't know what you can handle.
So unfortunately, like someone takes something, you don't feel anything for like 30 minutes, and so then you take another one. Meanwhile,
but isn't it like booze though?
The first one was coming right behind it, so just
everyone will have a different tolerance to booze, but at the same time, like. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yes.
How you
feel.
The
problem is edibles are delayed, like Suk is saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for, up to an hour or 2 hours and you're not feeling anything. Well, it's not working.
And you take another
2 hours?
Yeah, it can be a while.
Most are not that long.
No, but
not from my experience.
You certainly.
Wait, that's a drawback. 2 hours? You're just sitting there like twiddling your thumbs?
2 hours is a lot. The problem is, like, if you take one and let's say an hour goes by and you really don't feel a ton. You probably still have some effects. You're just not super noticing it. And then you chase it with another one.
Then it gets.
And then an hour later, when they're both in full effect, then all of a sudden you're
sinking into the couch.
Yes.
The thing is they last a lot longer. So you can wait an hour or two, but then they last much longer than if you're just smoking.
All right. I've got studyfinds.org.
Not that I would know.
Results.
No, me neither.
How long have singles gone without doing it? During COVID, Mike has already been quite forthcoming.
Yes.
Saying he went months. Hmm. 8 months. Right? He said March, April, May.
January to October.
Oh, 10 months. You and me both, buddy.
It's a long time. Mike just honoring the tradition of wandering in the desert, apparently, forever and ever.
40 days and 40 nights.
I love these texts here, man.
What?
Well, somebody said you can tell Rop is from the streets. Love that. Somebody said, I can't wait to smoke some of that Rop crop. I love our listeners.
I'd love to see you with a weed growing operation going.
I would have no clue. I'd farm it out. Again, to your point, just go buy it. All right, 624 on the fan.
The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Let's see if Michael answered this question. This is the latest from studyfinds.org.
He didn't answer how long he went between doing it.
I don't think he'll answer this, though.
Okay.
Because from studyfinds.org, singles during COVID have taken relations into their own hands, if you know what I'm saying.
Aha!
A new survey claims that the average single is, you know.
Yeah, pulling the electorate.
Yeah.
Whoa.
3 times per day.
3 times per day?
Amid all the isolation from COVID quarantines and lockdowns.
What?
Whoa. Yes.
This is a poll.
Need some Pedialyte in a sandwich. Stat.
2,000 singles. They're all Americans.
That's a young man's game right there.
And by young man, you mean like when you first learn what it is game.
Yes.
3 times a day.
So that's not, it's not what you're doing?
No.
Or we're doing?
No. 1 time a day.
All right.
Sometimes 2. On occasion, 2.5. Maybe 3. Watch that number increasingly go up as Mike thinks about it. Well,
I mean, every once in a while, 2, but mostly 1.
Yeah, this is one of those things where people fool themselves. Like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
do we average it out? What's the, you know, that one time there was a 7. Do we average that and divide by 2?
You remember 7. Being... I remember being 15.
Oh gosh. Oh, that's
my
just a,
God.
I tell all, like, if you've got a teenage boy, and moms hate this. I have literally been screamed at by friends. But if you have a 13, 14, 15-year-old boy and he is not in your direct eyesight, assume that's what he's doing. Just assume if you can't see him, that's what he's up to. And if he's not doing it, he's planning on doing it, and he's just waiting till he's alone or in somewhat of a covered area before he can go out.
3 in 10 are embaiting more than once a day. However, only 14% are doing it just once a day. So there's been an uptick in self-pleasing.
Yeah, boy.
Where 48% admitted to doing it more frequently now than ever before as a result of the COVID.
Damn. Boredom is a real thing.
What is it? Idle hands sort of thing?
Yeah.
You know. Look, we all had that where you're just, you know, it's not even a sexual thing. It's just you're like, eh.
I'm bored.
I'm not doing anything. It's either this or go downstairs and make something to eat. Eh, might as well. Heard it described.
Or better yet, I can do both.
One of my favorite comedians, he talks about, he compares it to like the shooing away of a raccoon on a porch. It's just like a nuisance. Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, get. You're just rough talking it at that point. Telling it to go away.
Get.
So what, on average, those who are single say they have not had relations with someone else in how long? Average.
During COVID. I'll go
so
like,
this is COVID.
I'll go like 3 or 4 months.
I'll go 5 months.
4 months.
4 months.
Yep.
Now, I gotta ask, what is the... I'd be interested to know, like, outside of COVID, these same people that said they went 4 months, what was their average?
Right.
Right?
Now, look, that is not enough.
There's some dudes out there right now that are like, man, I totally can't score because of COVID. And you're like, is it COVID? Or is it maybe that you were just in a bit of a dry spell to begin with, and
okay,
COVID just kind of, you know, there was a wave of momentum.
Back to the idea of the roaring 20s.
Yes.
As soon as lockdown measures end, what percent plan on finally having sex with someone?
Well, again, this is my...
It's going to be a free-for-all, dude.
You would think, but you can plan on having sex. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to find a partner. I'd like to know how many women are planning.
Women, same thing.
Yeah.
They've been locked up, too.
Dude, I'm guessing this thing is going to be...
Everybody going to get all horny and get all...
I'm guessing this is going to be a total Thunderdome sort of situation.
37%.
Only 37%?
That is it.
Are people settling into the just the
also,
weird, like, kind of self-love thing?
Yeah, they say they're finding a rhythm with their ambition. you gotta have a rhythm with your ambition.
I guess. They do say, like, with a basketball team, it takes time to gel, right? It takes time to find a rhythm. And apparently once you find it, you don't want to change the starting lineup.
Chemistry.
I guess.
31% of singles say their standards are now significantly lower when it comes to who they will have sex with post-pandemic.
There you go. A lot of guys out there are like, yes, lower standards.
Surprisingly, 3 in 10 have already hooked up with someone they would normally never go for. God.
There's a lot of threes and fours out right now cleaning up.
Well, I don't know when that day will come. In California, maybe June 14th. But
June 14th is the day of doing it. That's going to be the national holiday.
It's just going to be, it's going to be wild.
Hey, we're all going to get laid.
We're not there yet, but it's going to be wild.
Oh, I think we're getting
there. How many hours of sleep does the average American get at night? Also from studyfinds.org.
Sleep is very important, and I don't think that we're getting enough of it.
That is next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
A couple good texts. RJ is in today, tonight, this afternoon, this evening. He says, you think COVID throws a wrench into your sex life, single people? Wait till you get married. He's right.
Ah, marriage. What a wonderful institution.
Another man says, carefully planning the coitus rollout. It's important. He says, coitus has the COVID doctor stymied. Nothing they can do. People demand commingling genitalia like a prized Pokemon catch or Mariners tickets.
This guy says he's been on Tinder the entire time. He says that hadn't changed one bit. In fact, he thinks it's gotten a little better. Or better.
Oh, really?
That's my point. I think there are maybe less people out there, but the ones that are out there, you're probably getting in because there's less out there. You're probably scoring at a higher rate.
Well, I got to tell you, if I were single during COVID, I would not have been out there humping.
Yeah, me neither.
That just would have been, that was just odd. I'm with Mike on that. I'm with you on that.
I mean, I did meet my girlfriend in October.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about like when we didn't know, you know, at one point we kind of were like, okay, I get what this is.
In the beginning, we were kind of like, yeah.
Well, we were, but then I think it got to scary things like don't touch anyone ever again, ever. And now we're back to not caring.
I would have been out there, but I would have been masked up. I would have been safe about it. Would have been wearing the body condom.
Well, didn't they throw out a couple of pictures of positions that we should do?
Yeah.
Like, seriously,
they were like,
I think it might have been in the CDC or somebody was like, here, yeah, if you want to do it, do it this way. And that like way you won't.
Just picture people like in a beekeeper's outfit or whatever.
Spread.
Look away. Look, you can't stop horny people. Mm. You just can't.
Beekeeper porn.
Well, think about how many people are out there engaging in very, very unsafe practices to begin with. Dude, you're not going to... COVID's not stopping people. Horniness will not be stopped by pretty much anything. It's just not going to happen.
I agree with that, but still, there was just a time where, during all this, where it was like, I would have judged you. You're out there just meeting people and
I'm judging you.
Humping? God.
Well, I mean, hey, man. People out there living their lives. LIVIN. Just out there living.
Okay, so
down in Texas. I guess in the South, it was gangbusters.
Well, the kids, you know.
Yeah.
How many hours does the average American sleep at night? Also, studyfinds.org.
Are they telling us we're supposed to have like eight?
Seven to eight.
Six to eight, I've always heard, is the amount that you need.
The elite athletes, like Brady, like he's getting like 10. Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced that sleep is everything.
Well, I mean, it's
based on science.
Yeah, I mean, they do say that, right?
It's got to get sleep.
It's a big deal. It's when your body recharges the batteries.
Because you can feel it. If you pay attention to your body, when you're tired, what an awful feeling. You can't do anything right.
No.
You can't think. You can't hump. Like she can.
Well, and they say, like, if you don't sleep, like, it can take a decade off your life. Like, people that sleep apnea and don't sleep well, 100%. That is that's a real thing.
A new study reveals less than 1 in 10 people actually feel rested after sleeping.
That doesn't surprise me.
And on average, Americans only get 5 hours of sleep every night.
Well, on average?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And so many people now, it's like they tell you that like the light, your cell phone, your computer, all that, the TV in the bed, like none of these things that we're doing are conducive to sleep, and that we're all in our minds, and no one can shut anything down.
Why don't they teach this stuff? Like, I feel like people
they do. They're like, there's like, you can go online, you can find different ways to, you know, like breathing techniques.
Well, you can find a lot of things online. I'm just saying it should be more common knowledge what it takes to sleep properly.
Yes.
You know, I mean, come on.
That is something that is very, very.
Oh, here we go.
I swear, if the Mets bullpen blows this,
well,
I'm going
to lose it.
Well, it's
6-1.
Well, it's 6-2 now. 6-2, and yeah, it's in the seventh.
It's over. Mets lose.
But you are right that you would think, for as important as that is, that everyone tells us it is to get sleep, it is,
but people don't know
that people don't know a lot about.
Yeah. More than 6 in 10 people cannot remember the last time they felt truly well-rested. Boy, that's...
See,
that's awful.
I honestly think a lot of this just has to do with stress.
And or kids.
I think people are just, I think people get worked up.
Just over 1 in 5 say they can never get enough sleep. 79% are satisfied with their sleep.
What was that? How many?
79%.
79% are
That doesn't
satisfied.
Mean they're getting good sleep. It just means they're satisfied with it.
Well,
because it can kind of fool you.
Well, I don't sleep very well at all, but it doesn't bother me anymore. It's become my normal. So I think maybe that's like, if you ask me, am I satisfied? Like, yeah, I'm fine.
Again, exactly.
But
that's why that number's so high.
That number's
but
high.
You know it's not.
Oh, absolutely. I know I don't sleep nearly enough, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I'm fine. Americans who say they don't get enough sleep are likely to be more introverted and blame stress for keeping them awake at night. They are also more particular about falling asleep only if they're in the right conditions, and would even give up an hour of morning productivity if it means getting more sleep. Meanwhile, Americans who say they do get enough rest at night are likely to be extroverts and less likely to allow stress to prevent them from sleeping.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This
guy says, as Americans, it's a badge of honor to be busy and to get more done. Who has time for sleep?
Yeah, and people say, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah,
that's just a bad way to look at it.
It is.
You need the sleeps, man. You gotta work on your mentals. And your mentals, nothing helps your mentals more than sleep.
But I bet you, how many of these people that complain about sleep, but they don't actually do anything about it? Like, have you really tried anything, or is it just like,
They just don't care.
Yeah.
They think they're fine.
It's not that important to them. Otherwise, they'd be trying different things.
You don't feel yourself dying daily.
Yes. It's a little bit. It's like going to work every day. It just sucks a little bit of your soul away day by day.
And finally, what was I going to tell you? Oh, they also care. This is the extroverts, the people that get enough sleep. They care less about the surrounding conditions when going to bed. That's me. I can sleep anywhere.
Really?
When I'm going down, man. I'm going down. Oh, wait.
Go ahead and cut that, please.
Don't
click
that. Please don't.
See, and I'm not. I like the conditions to be... I need them to be a certain thing.
I'm in between both of you, because I sleep well. I don't really have too many issues sleeping. I usually sleep 7-8 hours a night. But I am terrible at falling asleep anywhere but my bed with my pillow and the way that I fall asleep.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you can't fall asleep watching a game?
No.
Like out on the couch?
I mean, I can.
Boy,
sometimes
I
do pass out, but generally I have a really hard time sleeping anywhere outside of my bed.
See, I'm a master of that. I can fall asleep on a couch like no one's business, but I wake up like an hour later and I can't. Once I go up to bed, it doesn't, it's like, yep, get cable, I'm up.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Bryce Harper, too.
Bryce Harper. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, here's John. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen?
How many hours a night do you sleep?
Not enough. I've been tired since like the fifth grade. I'm convinced of that.
We're getting a lot of people that are saying that. Does that not bother you?
Yes, it bothers me.
Why don't you do something about it?
Well, I actually have attempted it. So I snore pretty bad. And so to the point where it really bothers my wife. And so right before the pandemic, I went and did one of those sleep medicine places.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sleep medicine group?
I didn't go there. But
why not?
Well,
you're Sook's brother.
I don't know. They didn't.
What are you doing?
They didn't call, They should call me and have me come in there.
By the way, he shut down. He was a germaphobe and was like, I'm out.
Yeah,
he
didn't want
to. F this COVID. Yeah. Like, I don't need this crap.
It's temporarily closed.
Yeah.
Well, that plays problem. So I went to the sleep, and they sent me home with one of those take-home tests. And so I did that, and then I take it back in, and they analyze it. And it was so bad that they said they wanted me to come in and do one of those, like, sleep in their office.
Oh, yeah.
And they watch you sleep.
Right.
And so they scheduled that, and then COVID hit. And they rescheduled it, like, three times. Then finally they said, we can't do it. We're done. We're done for the foreseeable future. So I've called a couple of times when it looked like we were rounding the corner of the pandemic, and they just said, stop calling. You're on a list, and when the government says we can, I guess it's some like super high level of whatever, because you go in there and sleep in their facility. And so anyway, long story short is at some point in the future, when COVID's over, I have to go in and finish my sleep thing. And then I don't know what they'll do. They'll probably give me one of those machines or whatever, but I'm totally against that. I don't want any part of a CPAP machine. However, I don't sleep very well, and I'm tired all the time. So if that gets me so that I'm not tired, I would explore that opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone sleeps with a CPAP
machine. My
dad
uses one.
Yeah, they are. That is really something that people can sleep with that. But I guess you get used to it.
I don't want to be part of it, but if it works, I guess.
It's better than the alternative.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
If it helps you, it helps you. You get used to it, but man.
Yeah. The other problem, so I to answer your question on the music plan, I would say I'm 6 hours if I'm lucky.
6 hours?
Yeah, and it's not good. It's not a good 6 hours. But part of that problem is my dog sleeps in the bed with me, and that's just a bad idea.
Right. Because they hog space.
You can't
hog
fix
space,
that.
They kick. They got to get up. My dog's old now, so it's got to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Right. You might as well not sleep.
Exactly. That's it. I'm staying up all night tonight. Starting tonight, I'm staying up. Go.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. See you guys.
Have fun doing that.
See, I don't sleep, but I'm not tired. I feel fine.
Huh? Well, the Mets didn't blow it.
Yeah, give it time. They tried. They tried in the seventh. Give it the eighth and the ninth.
Thank you for listening. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red shoes.